Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's not often that you run across someone whose career is actually something they had always wanted to do since childhood. Our next guest turned that dream into a reality that also made him the Outdoors category winner in the most recent Made in the South Awards from Garden and Gun magazine. Alec Meyer is founder of Stono Knife Works in Taylors, South Carolina. Today's in our studio. Alec, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on this award.
Yeah, I mean, it was an honor. I mean, for Garden and Gun to, you know, have chosen my little kind of silly idea of putting a piece of map into resin. I can't be thankful enough to everything they've done and how much it's really just changed my company, to be honest with you.
It wasn't just a map into resin. This is a handle of a knife.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you know, we take the topographic raised relief, you know, three-dimensional maps, and then we cast that into resin and attach it to the knife handle. What I really like about it is not only does it show the area I grew up in, the Blue Ridge Mountains, but people can kind of customize it to, you know, special places that they have, you know, houses that their parents owned or grandparents or just a place they might have proposed or something. And they get to keep that in the knife handle, so anytime they're out in the woods, they can, you know, think back on those good memories.
Well, walk us through how all this came about. Knife manufacturing was always something you wanted to do?
It kind of started when I was in high school, and I remember sitting in one of my history classes. The teacher was going on something about Vikings, if I remember correctly. I was kind of just dozing off, staring at my phone and thinking about how I'd like to cast bronze. But a 15-year-old can't really afford to get all the foundry and stuff that requires to cast bronze. But I did find out that if you throw a piece of metal into a fire, you can hit it with a hammer and move it like plastic or clay. And so that was kind of the beginning of it.
The old blacksmith method.
The old blacksmith method, yes, sir. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I went to the backyard and got a fire pit, stuck a piece of metal in it and got it red hot, used a piece of granite as the anvil, and kept on going from there.
All right, so then you made one or two knives, I guess, maybe for family, friends, gift items. What brought about changing it into a company?
You make gifts for enough people, and, you know, folks start to kind of notice it a little bit more. And I remember I made two knives for two close friends of mine in Charleston when I was there for school. And one of them looked at me and he was just like, you know, we could sell these things. And that was the impetus for, you know, starting Stono.
Is this still your manufacturing process now, or do you have an actual, I guess, factory?
Now I use a propane forge, you know, metal box with a bunch of insulation that heats it up to about 3,000 degrees. And then I have this big press that just kind of presses and squishes the metal at 16 tons per square inch, right? So a lot of force going down. And that's actually how I create the Damascus pattern, which if you see on the, you know, various articles, Gardening Guns, for example, you'll see this beautiful wavy pattern in the blade. That's called Damascus or pattern welded steel. I've got a couple of good tools now that, you know, help with the process for sure.
Okay, so we've talked about how you work the steel part of the blade. Talk about the handle now, which is really what caught the eye of the editors at Garden and Gun magazine.
Absolutely. So those maps that I use, they're Hubbard telescope maps, right? So it's the satellite, you know, just basically taking these giant x-rays of the Earth, showing the terrain and everything. I get these maps from that company that, you know, manufactures them, and we cut them into little slices, little rectangles, and then we cast that into our resin form. And then once it's, you know, dried and hardened, that's when you kind of just treat it like wood from the rest of it, you know, drill and pin and attach it to the knife handle. So,
what is the length of time here to make one knife from beginning to end?
You know, it's a question I get a lot. I never really make one knife at a time anymore. If you do one or if you do five, it's going to take you the same amount of time. So you might as well just do large batches because it saves on the time, right? As far as one knife goes, the best I can estimate is of active time, of actual working, probably 8 to 10 hours.
So is this your full-time career now?
It is.
Knife making?
Yep. I'm lucky to say that it is, you know. My dream came true.
And I'm just going to guess that after this award came out in the magazine with the nice pictures, that orders picked up?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the marketing that they did for my company is just insane because with Garden and Gun having, you know, more than 2 million subscribers or something all throughout the country, it's not just people looking for Blue Ridge or Smoky Mountains anymore. It's people looking for Lake Tahoe, Ireland, South Africa, the Rocky Mountains, Montana.
So your knives are now being shipped around the world?
Yeah, well, I've shipped to South Africa, Canada several times, Ireland, the UK. I think I've even gone to Austria and Switzerland. So those, I think, the farthest. I did have a knife that had the moon in the handle,
But we're not shipping to the moon
yet. Yeah, I couldn't ship to the moon yet. USPS wouldn't trust me with that one.
Well, Alec, thank you so much for stopping by the studio. Congratulations again on this award.
Thank you again. It was an honor being here.
Alec Meyer is founder of Stono Knife Works in Taylor, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.